This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
I am a walking...
Wait.
You want to try and finish the sentence?
No, I just...
Okay, wait.
I cannot imagine what some of our listeners think that you're going to say here. Like... That is a great little lead off. I am a walking...
What do you think it is? What have I been indulging in a lot lately?
Walking protein tutor?
Yes. Oh, well, the tutoring part you didn't have to bring up.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
So walking...
Oh, I was going to say jug of protein. I'm embarrassed. Of Greek yogurt. A jug of Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I guess protein farts works.
It's amateur radio day today.
It is.
You were saying?
What does that even mean, though? I like, if you're, like, just new?
Well, for people that probably don't get paid to do it.
So shout out to our intern.
And shout out to you for, your, like, the first year around here.
True.
Right? That would have been your amateur radio experience.
I didn't get paid for a long time.
Sometimes we sound like amateurs, and we sound like we shouldn't be getting paid.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So we decided to do a little blooper off here. We've tracked down a blooper.
Mm-hmm. Of each other.
Of each other, yeah. You want to go first and showcase mine?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things you've ever said live on air. It just makes my day. Sometimes when I'm sad, I just listen to it on repeat. Cheers me up.
Make Lisa feel a little bit better about the story I'm about to tell about her.
What was that sentence?
I was beatboxing while I was talking.
Okay, can we hear it one more time? It's so good.
Make Lisa feel a little bit better about the story I'm about to tell about her.
It's so funny. Yeah. I love it.
It's fairly embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure. It never ended.
Okay, here's...
It just kept going.
Here's your blooper that I found.
Okay. The Ottawa Hurricane...
Wait, I should start this with some info. You were trying to say the Ottawa hockey team name.
The Ottawa Hurricanes. I can't remember.
Yeah, Ottawa gets a lot of hurricanes.
Ottawa! Westbound White Mud Drive at 159th Street. There's a stalled duck... I meant to say truck. I want to play with a Playboy.
Game Boy, do you mean?
Oh, I meant to say Game Boy.
Okay, so camel milk, you're a no? Would you try it if it was free? And like chilled?
Maybe. I can't decide.
Great answer. Really compelling
I'm so
stuff.
So riveting. This is why I have a full-time job here.
Takes a nap, wakes up, maybe.
We were supposed to just do one.
What?
We were supposed to just do one.
Yeah, I did one
blooper.
Clip. Yeah, I did one clip with four bloopers. There was no rules written here.
Anyway, happy amateur radio day.
Yeah, you. It is time for Are You Smart for Kevin Hart. We are joined by Texter 107, Andrea,
yep,
who's ready to take me on in this challenge. Simple. If you win, you get the tickets to see Kevin Hart July 13th, Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. If you lose, we're going to randomly select somebody who texted the word smart, okay?
Yep. Andrea, are you feeling confident?
I sure hope so.
Me too. I always get nervous about things like this, especially when it's great, like elementary school trivia. But yes, a reminder to everyone listening, you still have time to text in the word smart, because if Andrea can't get it done, we might choose you.
Yesterday, the contestant had an unfair advantage. She was an elementary school teacher.
Andrea, admit it now if you are.
I'm not.
Okay, let's do this. I might have a chance today.
Okay. Andrea, what is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Ooh, a diamond?
That's correct.
Woo!
Ryder, how many colors are in the rainbow?
Five?
Seven.
Damn it. Sorry for swearing.
It's okay. I get it. It's frustrating when you can't figure out simple questions. I'm just kidding. I probably would have guessed wrong, too. Andrea, what planet is known as the red planet?
Oh, is that Mars?
That is correct, Andrea.
Whatever. Her questions are easier.
Ryder, who painted the famous image called The Starry Night?
Van Gogh?
That's correct.
Nice.
Andrea, who invented the light bulb?
Oh, my gosh. Edison?
That's correct.
Wow.
Whoa. All right, Ryder. What is the largest species of bears?
Polar.
That is correct.
Well, she already won, right?
Yeah, 3-2 She won. Yeah, like, I don't know why we kept going.
Well, I just wanted to show that I deserve to be in grade 6.
Well, and I did have a tiebreaker question, so congratulations, Andrea. You're checking out Kevin Hart at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning, and we'll do it just after 8 o'clock tomorrow, 8:10. So if you really want these tickets, mm-hmm. be back then.
It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Sure is.
We have a very cool prize attached to this morning's Top 7 at 7.
Snoop Dogg tickets could be yours for the Cali to Canada tour as it comes through Rogers Place. All right, so here's the Top 7 today. It's a list of comments, the top comments from a post about advice women in their 40s have for women in their 30s.
Yes, but this is great advice for anyone. So pay attention. We're going to count down the top 7 comments, and then there will be a trivia question at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You text in your answer, and everyone that's right is qualified to win a pair of tickets to see Snoop Dogg. We have tickets to give away all week, by the way.
At number 7, listen to your body. I'm 46, and for years I ignored cues addressing my pain. I took a fall, and as a result of ignoring my body's messaging, I was forced to listen, and it was a lot. I was simply holding too much physical and emotional pain. Younger people, form a bond with your body, honor it, and listen to it.
I love that.
Good answer.
Such a good comment.
At number 6, accountability. Learn to admit when you're wrong. Own your own toxic behaviors and insecurities. Having self-awareness and making necessary changes when appropriate is important. I see too much toxic self-love that makes people feel like they can do no wrong. For things that don't go well, like relationships, family, or work, people are just telling themselves it's not their fault.
How true is that?
At number 5, I lumped together a bunch of ones about breakups.
Okay.
Because almost all of the top comments were about breakups, yeah. Or a lot of them were. So yeah. These are just a bunch of different ones. Once again, this is advice women on the internet in their 40s were giving to women in their 30s. And there's just some really good little morsels of info. You don't need to save him with your love. Save your inner child instead. Next one, get the divorce. Next one, don't be afraid of starting over. Next one, the person you have to gentle parent and clean up after is not your soulmate.
Those are heavy.
Those are really heavy. I wish that number 4 could be reasons to stay together too, but they didn't crack the top 7.
They
comments.
Didn't. I'm no. sure that there are some good ones in the comment
Hell
section,
yeah.
but there's also like 6,000 comments. So yeah. What do you want from us? Okay, next up on the list. Okay, but also quick question. Do people need to be writing all this down, or is this trivia question going to be kind of simple?
I'd just be paying attention. You should be able to get it.
All right.
Coming in at number 4, this is about not having kids. Having kids may not be your best future. Be honest with yourself about how you want to spend your time and energy. Kids will rock your world, and it'll be joyful and very difficult, and maybe not the best fit for you. Mm. One of the top comments. Next up, at number 3, we got lift weights. Keep lifting, not just for appearance, but for functionality.
It's true.
I cannot believe the difference I feel when I skip the gym for a few days
yeah.
on just how the noises I make getting off the couch. Where when I'm going on a regular basis, like, no problem. When I'm not, like, your body stops working for you when you stop working it.
Well, and I always thought at first, like, when I'd see really fit people in the gym, I'm like, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're done. No, you take like a couple days off and you're losing that muscle mass, right? So I get it. I'm like, oh, they're maintaining, like, they are
yeah.
always striving to be stronger and healthier. It makes sense.
Coming in at number 2 for advice online, the top 7 comments from a post about women in their 40s giving advice to women in their 30s.
But this works for any gender and any age, honestly.
Yeah. Aging is a privilege that not everyone gets. Remember that when capitalism and the patriarchy try to swindle you with anti-aging everything.
Man, there are way too many 12-year-olds on TikTok using anti-aging products because that's what is flooding their timeline and it's making them think that that's a priority already. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Anti-aging at 12.
Yes.
Like when I was it's 12, scary. I wanted nothing more than to age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's
make
scary.
Me look older. I want to get into the bar. At a number one, don't take advice from anyone living a life you wouldn't want for yourself ever.
Oh my goodness. It's so true. Especially unsolicited advice.
It says brush off criticism from them as well. So once again, don't take advice from anyone living a life you wouldn't want for yourself and brush off criticism from them as well. Yeah, I feel like you can learn a lot from people who have had a very different path than you as
sure.
well, though.
No, absolutely.
So I like parts of that one.
No, I like the, if somebody is upsetting you or talking about you in a negative light, really think about them for a second.
Mm.
Maybe it's their own inner anguish. They're going through it. It has nothing to do with you. Just
usually
stay on your path.
Yeah.
And ignore the haters.
Who cares?
Who cares?
All right. Here's the trivia question about that heavy top
seven. That was
seven.
Heavy, and there was a lot of information, so this better be an easy trivia question for Snoop Dogg tickets, or else I'm going to shut it down and just give away the tickets in a different way. It better be easy.
The question is easy, I think.
Let's hear it.
What was number three about?
I don't remember. This is another great tip. Eat your eggs so you have a good memory.
1K Wordplay, brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
Well, this is awesome. We have our youngest competitor ever on the phone with us this morning. Jacob, coming in at 8 years old. What's going on today, brother?
I'm heading to school.
You're going to school. What school do you go to?
St. Edmund.
Shout out.
Yeah, all your classmates are going to be real jealous, especially if you roll in there with $1,000.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Here's how the game works. You're going to pick a teammate, either Lisa or myself, who will leave the room. We're going to give you 5 words and a 25-second timer. You tell us the first word that comes to mind for each. We'll invite your teammate back in. They'll play the same game and try to guess the same answers that you got. For everyone that matches, it's $25. But if you get them all, it's $1,000.
Jacob, who do you want as your teammate this morning, Ryder or Lisa?
Ryder.
Okay.
Good choice.
Great choice. Okay, Ryder, get out of here. Jacob, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word, okay?
Okay.
Okay, best of luck. Everyone's rooting for you. Just going to wait till Ryder's completely out of the studio so he can't hear anything. Jacob, what is the first word that comes to your mind when I say pudding?
Yummy.
Clock.
Time.
Piggy.
What?
Piggy. P-I-G-G-Y. Piggy.
Fork.
Tennis.
Fork.
Netflix.
Show.
Good job. Okay, Jacob, I just want to know what you said, because I didn't hear it, when I said piggy.
Fork.
Fork.
Fork? Oh my gosh.
Fork.
Come back in, Ryder. Sorry, do you want to spell that for me? That's Richard talking, right? You're his dad?
Yeah, P-O-R-K. Pork.
Oh, yes. Okay, that makes way more sense. Hi, Ryder.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm so excited for this round. Jacob, are you feeling confident this morning?
I don't know.
You're the best.
I got to think like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, that's about when my brain stopped developing.
It's
so
true.
We can do this.
You got this. What comes to mind when I say clock?
Time.
$25, Jacob. Netflix.
Well, I know what the answer is not, that it would be if I had an adult.
Yeah.
Netflix kid. Show?
$50, Jacob.
Yes!
Woo!
I want to watch my shows, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Tennis.
Tennis.
What would Jacob say?
Ball?
Sport.
Oh.
It's okay. You know what? We've got $50. Let's make it 75. What comes to your mind when I say piggy?
Piggy. Piggy. It's probably not a real popular cuisine choice for an 8-year-old. Piggy. Animal?
Pork.
Oh, that's a good
pork
answer.
Pork was just such a good answer. I kept thinking he was saying fork, and I was like, Richard, his dad, had to spell it for me. I'm like, okay, that makes way more sense. Okay, so we got $50. Let's try to send Jacob to school with $75. What comes to mind when I say pudding?
Pudding spoon?
Yummy is what Jacob said, which that's my favorite answer.
Great answer.
Jacob, you won $50 this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for playing.
I didn't say yet.
Say what?
That's his younger brother waiting for his turn now.
Okay.
Next time.
Thanks, guys.
Best of luck. Thanks for playing.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50. And just a heads up for people that are streaming.
Yep.
You'll have a better chance to get through next week as we're doing text to play all week.
So Texter 107
will
have the opportunity to play Ryder and Lisa's 1K wordplay. Ryder, I can't believe you didn't say yummy with pudding. Come on, that's the obvious answer.
It is so yummy. What do you think the most stressful time of day is?
4:45.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I think people are probably pretty excited to almost be wrapping up the workday. Your average 9-to-5-er, anyway.
Dawn guessed between 7 and 7:15 bedtime for the littles. Because they don't.
7 to 7:15 p.m. No, that is not correct.
Okay. This one here says 3 p.m., middle of the day, just want to get the heck out of work.
Also wrong.
Oh, okay. So what is it?
According to a poll of over 2,000 adults, the most stressful time of day is 8:15 in the morning. Just in time for...
traffic.
Well, you got traffic for some. You've got getting the kids ready to get out the door and get to school on time. Finding your keys. Mm. Making lunches.
Feeding your animals.
Yeah.
Making sure they go potty, come back in, lock the doors. Do you have everything for work that day?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if everybody just got up 5 minutes earlier, it would never be a problem. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
No, I know, it's not the case.
You love being so proactive. Leave an hour earlier than you should. Be at the airport 6 hours before your flight. No.
Yeah, I'm a dad. Those are just dad moves.
It's Linky. It's Linky.
And what you gonna do when the Hulkster and his Hulkamaniacs run wild on you?
Yeah, I kill me.
Ryder and Lisa's Nostalgia.
Brought to you by Sweet Convenience.
Only on Play 107.
Hit me with that beat. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? All right, we're making it easy for you. All you have to do is vote at 780-784-7107. Either Ryder or Lisa. We're both going to list off some things that should bring you back. You just let us know who hit you in the feels better or harder, I guess. Do you want to go first?
Fine. Going and getting the encyclopedia to settle a dispute.
When you know your lunch that you packed for school has some of the best snacks that week, so you eat it before lunch, and then all you have left for lunch is your measly little sandwich. Ugh, and an apple.
Rocking a sick fanny pack on track and field day.
Okay, this is very specific, but it's going to unlock some memories. Remember when the Gap had the best body sprays? Gap Dream or Gap Heaven? Whoa.
My next one is that one teacher who would throw chalk brushes and break meter sticks.
It's funny that you word it like that, because my next one is that one weird kid that knew how to put a piece of floss down their throat, then out their nose.
Mm-hmm.
There was always one. How'd they do that? And I don't like it.
And my last one is hiding in a clothing rack, probably at the sand store.
What's the sand store?
Oh, no. I think I just won it because of that.
Is that where you buy sand?
No, sand store. not sand store. S-A-A-N. Get with it.
And my last one is hearing your parents driving up to the house after work and quickly turning off Maury or Jerry Springer.
All right, let's go through them quick. 780-784-7107 is our number. Just vote for whose list you resonated with more. Going and getting the encyclopedia to settle a dispute. Your sick fanny pack that you wore on track and field day. The one teacher that would throw chalk brushes and break meter sticks. And hiding in a clothing rack at the sand store.
Do you think there's kids listening right now that are like, what are chalk
brushes?
What is
yes.
that? That is depressing. Okay, mine was hearing your parents drive up to the house and quickly turning off Maury or Jerry Springer when you had the best snacks and you ate them before lunchtime at school. Gap Dream or Gap Heaven body spray, and the one weird kid that knew how to put floss down their throat than out their nostrils.
Did you see the elephant?
I did.
Escaped from the circus in Montana.
As it should.
And just went for a rip. And then took a huge dump on someone's lawn.
Really?
Yeah. I was so thankful it was unharmed. Like, people were being very careful.
Good.
But, like, it was, as it was running at some cars, I was like, man, that thing could demolish a car.
Absolutely. Didn't you hear that story a couple weeks ago of someone that perished because there was an elephant that, like, charged at the Jeep when they were...
And like a safari?
Like in the wild. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it flipped the vehicle over, and a man in his 70s
Whoa.
Didn't make it. Yeah, it's scary. So scary. Like, yeah, they're so powerful. They're
you don't want to mess with them.
What do they weigh? A couple tons?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. My guess would have been 2 tons.
Whoa.
We could probably Google that bad boy.
Yeah.
But here's the story. So it escaped from the circus, took a stroll around Butte, Montana. The animal was recaptured without any injuries,
Good.
But numerous people have footage
yeah.
from it escaping and then it just chilling on someone's lawn. And then before they picked it up, it dropped an epic dump.
Yeah, but then I saw some footage of it in like the back. It was like getting transported.
Yeah.
So picture that, an elephant in the back of a vehicle on a highway.
Just in a, like a, just a normal truck, just a pickup.
No, I don't know. I scrolled past it because I didn't like it. Like, it makes me sad when animals are in distress.
So roughly 5,000 pounds.
Oh.
So between 2 tons and 7 tons.
Whoa.
Is like the big dogs are 7. It's massive.
I think one of my favorite things to look at though on the internet are baby elephants. Any video of a baby elephant, they are so playful and sweet. It just makes my day.
Yeah, you see stuff like this and you're like, man, that elephant just wants to rip.
Yeah.
But like, you can't just have it ripping around like civilization now.
Imagine though, if you could.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing like a goose, it's an elephant.
Just like, yeah, as you're driving down the white mud.
It'd be amazing.
Like, oh, everybody hold tight. Or like you're playing road hockey. Instead of car, it's like, elephant. Move the nets.
And then same thing. They just like stand in the middle of the street, take a huge dump.
They're
like, all right.
Wildly majestic, hey?
Ryder, it blows my mind. Anytime I think about it too much, it freaks me out the fact that giraffes and elephants exist. And everyone's just chill about it.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I think it's incredible.
Like, I'm just looking at a picture of an elephant right now, and it looks... like it should be an animal that is extinct, mm-hmm. like with the dinosaurs.
Right.
But it just made it. Made her through.
As it should.
Beautiful creatures. Anyway, glad that it's safe. And I just am thinking about the person whose lawn that was.
Yeah, whoops. That sucks. It just reminds me of that scene from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
that huge dump scene where they have to like stick their hand in it and like research it.
Imagine like the zoo comes and picks up, or the circus comes and picks up their elephant and they take off, and then you just look out on your lawn and you're like,
what happened?
What am I supposed to do with that? Did you see the elephant?
I did.
Escaped from the circus in Montana.
As it should.
And just went for a rip. And then took a huge dump on someone's lawn.
Really?
Yeah. I was so thankful it was unharmed. Like, people were being very careful.
Good.
But, like, it was, as it was running at some cars, I was like, man, that thing could demolish a car. Numerous people have footage.
Yeah.
From it escaping and then it just chilling on someone's lawn. And then before they picked it up, it dropped an epic dump.
Yeah, but then I saw some footage of it in like the back. It was like getting transported.
Yeah.
So picture that, an elephant in the back of a vehicle on a highway.
Just in a, like a, just a normal truck, just a pickup.
No, I don't know. I scrolled past it because I didn't like it. Like, it makes me sad when animals are in distress.
So roughly 5,000 pounds. So between 2 tons and 7 tons. It's massive.
I think one of my favorite things to look at, though, on the internet are baby elephants. Any video of a baby elephant, they are so playful and sweet. It just makes my day.
Yeah, you see stuff like this and you're like, man, that elephant just wants to rip.
Yeah.
But like, you can't just have it ripping around like civilization now.
Imagine, though, if you could.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing like a goose.
Beautiful creatures. Anyway, glad that it's safe. And I just am thinking about the person whose lawn that was.
Yeah, whoops. That sucks. It just reminds me of that scene from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
that huge dump scene where they have to like stick their hand in it and like research it.
Imagine like the zoo comes and picks up, or the circus comes and picks up their elephant and they take off, and then you just look out on your lawn and you're like,
what happened?
What am I supposed to do with that? I came across something and I need you to confirm with me that it's not okay.
Okay.
I went to jump in the shower at the gym yesterday and pull back the curtain. And there is a pile of downstairs hair clogging the drain. Like, I would say more hair than like a St. Bernard would have downstairs. So somebody shaved their unit at the gym shower and then left all of the hairs to remain. Like, it was almost clogging the shower drain. There were so many.
This is the same type of person that doesn't wipe down their equipment after they use it.
Like, what makes you think that that's okay, and then you don't clean it up? The disrespect for the employees of that place,
right,
that then have to deal with your hair. I was mad. I was sick to my stomach.
Did you tell someone working at the front desk?
No, because they would have thought it was me.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's pulling that move.
Somebody shaved their goods in the wink, wink. I pretended I didn't see it like everybody else probably did until a staff member opened it and went, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. No. Okay. So myself and all of the text line are writing and saying, absolutely not okay. Stop doing that.
Like, did this guy bring in shears with him? Like, lawn clippers? A big rate? Like,
how do you know it was that area?
You can tell. Anyway, so you're confirming that that is not okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Confirmed.
We wanted to talk about movies that actually were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has there ever been a film where you walked out of a movie theater, you paid for a ticket, and you got up and left because it was that terrible? So what is a movie that you walked out of? I have one answer. It should be two answers. The first one that I should have walked out of, but I just like was in disbelief over how bad it was that I had to keep watching it. It was that bad, was Open Water.
Okay.
Which is about a couple going on their honeymoon, and they go out into the middle of the ocean with, like, they're going on one of those tours where you get to go in the water, snorkeling, you get to see everything in the ocean, but the person in charge of it miscounted the heads, so they left them back out in the ocean, and then it's just them in the middle of the ocean getting into an argument and then dying.
Cool.
That's
movie.
That's the movie, and majority of the scenes are just water. So you're in the audience watching this sick, like you are seasick.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. So I should have walked out of that one. But the one that I actually walked out of, Hills Have Eyes 2.
Too scary?
No, too disgusting. There's a scene that is so awful involving one of the monsters and a human. And it is so graphic.
Are they hooking up?
Yeah, but unwillingly on the human's part.
No, that's not good. Yeah.
It is so bad that I actually was mad at the director and the writer for thinking this would be good cinema.
Yeah. To even consider going down that route.
It was awful. And it was the scene was too long that it just makes you think like, okay, you're twisted.
What movie have you walked out of because it was so bad?
Have you ever walked out of a movie or do you just fall asleep?
There was a couple years there where I'd go to like every kid's movie that came out, and that was just my napping time.
Yeah, that's my nightmare.
And then Charlie told me that I snore too loud one time, and she would have been like 4 at the time.
Oh, no.
You're snoring too loud in these movies. I think we should just watch movies at home.
Aww.
Like, she was already embarrassed. What movie was so bad you ditched?
Okay, VelociPastor. Is that a typo or is that an actual movie?
VelociPastor?
Yeah.
Hilarious. So is it like a dinosaur meets a priest?
I don't know. Maybe it's a typo. I don't think so, though. We got this text from Diana, who listens to the show from Beaver County, saying the sweetest thing with Cameron Diaz and Christina Applegate. I walked out after 10 minutes. And it's funny that you say that, because when we went on a road trip, I was quite young and my mom rented it because it was called The Sweetest Thing
right.
with Cameron Diaz. And so us three daughters are sitting in this hotel bed watching this movie, and there are scenes where they're talking about just very inappropriate things. My mom was pissed, especially because she had to pay for this movie and then turn it off immediately.
Yeah, fair enough. This text says, I ironically love Nick Cage, but I've walked out of 3 of his movies. The one I remember the name of right now is Left Behind. Because I remember saying to myself, I left behind that movie when I was walking
so
in.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, so hit us up with a movie that you have walked out on. Carlana wrote in saying, my grandpa walked out of Brokeback Mountain because he thought it was a Western and never watched the trailer before going. I feel like that could have been a very common occurrence for a lot of our grandparents.
Mm-hmm. They're just like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Yeah, if you went in not knowing, that would be a big surprise, right?
Man, that movie's so good.
It's a game changer.
I have to put that one back on at some point. So emotional.
780-784-7107. One of yours is about being a little too young for the movie. You guys didn't walk out, though. Fire away.
So I was like 14 years old, and me and my father, we decided we wanted to go see a movie, and he decided to recommend Team America World Police, thinking it was another kids cartoon that was out at the time. I was surprised he didn't clue in when they told him, gave him the warning that it was rated R at the venue, but... We ended up going to see it. I'm surprised he didn't walk out of it.
He managed to make it through that whole thing?
He did, yeah.
I mean, it was top-notch.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I loved it.
Of course you did, but I bet your dad was sitting there like, what have I done?
I think he actually secretly liked it. I just don't think he liked watching it with me. Terrorist, your game is through, 'cause now you have to answer to America.
I think I walked out of Fever Pitch, but that's the Jimmy Fallon comedy, rom-com.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
No.
Where he's like a huge fan of the Boston Red Sox.
And he's with, it's Drew Barrymore. Yep.
And it was a real piece of crap, but I also think the power went out in the movie theater, so we like were forced to leave.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, but the movie was so bad that we're like, we would have walked out of that.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're like, this is a blessing.
Yeah.
Nick, who streams the show from Fort Saskatchewan, shout out to our Fort Sask listeners. Final Destination 5. Yeah, you know, once you get up past the fourth movie, sometimes it's risky to think it's going to be good.
Some of those movies that would come out that made fun of other movies, like the satire ones, and they did them so good for so long with like Naked Gun, for example.
Right.
And then like Scary Movie was very good.
Oh, the Scary Movies are so good.
But then they started getting really bad. Like,
yeah,
do you remember
trying too hard.
Epic Movie?
No, gosh, no. What is that?
It was a piece of crap.
Okay.
It was like making fun of... Pirates of the Caribbean and Borat and American Pie, and like it was just really poorly done.
So let us know if there's a movie that you've walked out of. Somebody just wrote in saying, Johnny said Open Water was actually based on a true story. Okay, but like maybe the concept, but the actual scenes of them silent in the water because they're mad at each other, and then all of a sudden one of them gets bit by a shark and dies, and then the other one just like stays in the middle of the ocean and gives up. It is the worst movie.
Yeah, you're not selling it at all. Like, that's not one of the ones that's like, oh, that sounds so bad, I want to see it.
Johnny went on to say, it's Josh. Josh wrote in from Spruce Grove, walked out of Ghost Ship. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it was written by AI.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.